This is KCUR 89.3. Salina, Kansas may seem an unlikely mecca for environmental activists, but it is, thanks to the Land Institute. The Land Institute started with the bold idea that farming took a serious wrong turn 10,000 years ago. Now, after four decades developing alternative ways of raising grain, the leader and founder of the Land Institute, Wes Jackson, is stepping down. As KCUR's Frank Morris reports, Jackson's replacement says the Institute is on the cusp of a breakthrough.
In an open pasture just south of Salina, Kansas, about three dozen people are out before dawn for a walk.
Well, we're from Seattle, and we're here because we're, you know, very inspired by the work that the Land Institute does. And I've never been to Kansas before, and it's much more beautiful than a lot of America thinks it is.
Amy Souza, like everybody else here, is here for the Land Institute's annual Prairie Festival. Jeffrey Funk drove straight from the Montana Rockies.
Land Institute is just a bit of a mecca for progressive ecological thinking.
We're all following David Van Tassel, yeah, plant scientist with a microphone.
Oh. When you look around, what do you see? What is it? How's it different than where we've been?
Van Tassel points out a boundary where an old farm field long ago seeded with native prairie plants meets virgin prairie. Grass and flowers reach about chest high on both sides, but the old growth prairie is clearly more dense and diverse. John Piper, a biology professor at Bethel College, says the real story is underground.
Even though that has been planted back to native vegetation some decades ago, it still looks very, very different because the soil has been changed. We may not know how long it takes for that soil to ever come back to its original form. Maybe it never will.
Traditional farming breaks up the soil, causes runoff, and depletes nutrients. For major crops, most farmers now practice what's called no-till farming. It saves them turning the soil every year, but requires lots of chemicals. So, can we find a new way of farming, one that mirrors natural, sustainable ecosystems, and is still profitable for farmers? 40 years ago, the Land Institute set out to find an answer. Piper says researchers are trying to cultivate an agricultural system that works more like the prairie.
Oh.
It's right about here that David Van Tassel points out something called Canada wild rye.
It's a native perennial plant that we're looking at as a possible candidate for domestication.
The Land Institute has developed a perennial grain crop called Kernza. Scientists there are working on perennial sorghum, rice, and oilseed too. What it doesn't have, after 40 years, is any kind of perennial crop that a farmer can make a living growing. Still, many, like Teresa Jones, a biologist from Massachusetts, say it seems like this institute is about to take off.
I mean, the Institute was swimming upstream for a long time, but now I think it's right in the stream, and I think it's going to enable it to move forward with some of this both ecological and cultural transformation much more quickly, which makes me very optimistic.
We're in pretty good shape.
Wes Jackson is the original idea man at the Land Institute, and he ran it from its inception 40 years ago until the 1st of October. He's cultivated several like-minded donors, notably Peter Buffett, the son of Warren.
We don't have any debt, and we have another 13 and a half years assurance for relative assurance if we behave ourselves now of most of our funding.
Agriculture for 10,000 years has been based on crops that you have to transform the landscape to plant every year, like corn, wheat, and soybeans. Jackson says the idea of perennial agriculture seemed crazy at first, but with solid, steady funding and the growing appeal of perennial crops, Jackson says the Institute has landed some top scientists and spread its research far and wide.
We're on five continents now, all the way from Sweden to Uganda, Australia to Canada, India.
It's the organization kind of graduating into full-fledged movement status. It's no longer just a lone voice in the wilderness, you know, no longer one man's big vision.
That's the new guy speaking.
Fred Utsi, according to my name tag, the incoming president of the Land Institute.
Utsi says the Land Institute has evolved into a role it wasn't equipped for early on. He says fine-grained genetic research and the ability to crunch enormous amounts of data will accelerate new plant development.
It's had a lot of chance now to contemplate what the best strategy is for achieving the goal that we have in mind to kind of radically transform crop production agriculture, and we've decided that doing really good plant breeding is better than drum circles in that respect.
Which is not to say that the Land Institute will stop working on big liberal social justice and ecological conservation issues. Yutzi says sustainable agriculture by itself won't save the world. Toward the end of this year's Prairie Festival, about 1,000 people spilled out of a barn set up for speakers and entertainment as Wes Jackson ceremoniously passed the torch to Fred Yutzi. Jackson doesn't show a bit of hesitation for stepping back from the institute he created. After all, Jackson says if you're working on something you can finish in your lifetime, you're not thinking big enough. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Miller.